I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Sarah Foster from the Home Builders Association of the UP. We talked about what's going to be happening with their upcoming Wild Game fundraising dinner.
So it's our 7th annual Wild Game Dinner coming up January 25th at the Northern Center, and we are almost sold out of tickets. We have about 40 left, and when they start going fast, they start going. So this is our annual scholarship fundraiser for skilled trades. So the money goes towards kids going into the construction industry for scholarships, but we're also going to start giving them sign-on bonuses if they sign up with our members this year. So good things.
Well, it is a fundraiser, and you have a lot of different things that go on with it. Obviously, you want to sell these tickets, and you want to sell it out, but you also want to make sure people know that there's a lot more than just a dinner. Tell us about what you do there at this event.
So we have your typical silent auction and firearm raffles and bucket raffles, but we also have theme table raffles where we have 13 different theme tables full of prizes and one person gets all the prizes on the table. And then we have a jewelry raffle. We have a mystery firearm raffle. We do some walk around blitz raffles, 50-50. We have a $500 cash raffle. We give away $500 three different times during the night, all kinds of fun. So there's so many things to get your money in on and try to win something.
This goes to the scholarship fund that helps foster young people getting into the building trades. And I think that's why it is so popular. But the other part of it that makes it cool is it is a Wild Game dinner. So tell me a little bit about what you can and what's going to be on the menu for folks to enjoy.
So, you know, as much as I like variety, everyone keeps asking for those bison tips back. So we have bison tips on the menu again, and we have a fish option this year. I think it's salmon, but I can't remember. And I believe we have elk and venison sausage and some other goodies with all the sides and fixings that they do. So it's going to be really yummy.
So this actually starts kind of early in the day. The reason you do that is because you want to give people the opportunity to walk around and check out all the items that they can bid on. What is the general schedule for the day?
So our doors open at 3 o'clock, and we sit for dinner at 6. And we do that because there is so much to look at. There's the theme tables, the bucket raffles, the silent auction. I mean, there's literally a whole room full of prizes for you to look at and put your tickets in and buy different raffle tickets for. So if you show up at 5:30, you're not going to have time to get in on all the things. So we like people to get there a little bit early and get their seats, get their raffle tickets in where they want to go.
You mentioned that there's about 30 or 40 tickets or so left. How does somebody get some of those if they're hearing this morning and they want to do it?
The fastest way is go to the upbuilders.org. And click on events. And there's also a great big button right on our homepage that says Wild Game Dinner. And that'll take you to the registration page. And it's an online registration. You can pay right online. We'd rather have people do that than mail in the form at this point because we're running out of tickets. So if they process them online, I'll get that right away. They can also call the office at 906-228-2312. I'll be back to work on Monday, and we can get them tickets right away.
Well, again, when is it? Where is it? And then again, we'll give that people the website one more time. Where is it all happening, and what times it get going? What day?
So it's Thursday, January 25th at the NMU Northern Center, and that the doors open at 3 o'clock. We sit for dinner at 6, and go to upbuilders.org and click on Wild Game Dinner right on the front, and that'll take you to registration.
That's Sarah Foster with the Home Builders Association of the UP. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.